Well, a number of years ago, a man named Dr. Victor Paul Wirwell came up with a recommendation for believers on a 5-point plan on how they could move the word more effectively together. And the fifth part of that plan was that believers should consider living together. Well, over the last few years, Trisha and I have talked with the Barnhearts about sometime moving in together. And this past summer, God just sort of worked it out, and we decided that this was the time to move in together. So in spite of the circumstances, the news, the media, and everybody else saying that this is absolutely the worst time to sell your home in San Diego or around the country for that matter, we decided that contrary to that, we were going to sell our home. And we wanted to do it on our own, pretty much. Although we did get the assistance of a discount broker who, for a flat fee, helped us through the paperwork, getting the disclosure documents, all that stuff together. If you've ever sold a home, you know how much it takes to sell a home in California. Well, in the beginning of August, we placed our home on the multi-listing service. And over the next few months, we had 16 open houses and had nearly 100 guests come through our house. But we stayed faithful to that vision, that promise that God had made, that, you know, we stayed faithful to that, and we just held our open houses. And even when it seemed like, you know, it wasn't going to happen, we weren't getting any serious offers, we just stayed faithful. And we kept in our mind, I particularly kept it in my mind, that verse in Philippians 4:6 that says, "Be anxious for nothing." And we just cast our care to God. And God figures it out. We, you know, so many times we do, you know, put our prayers to God, and then we try to figure it out. Well, how are we going to, you know, how is God going to do it? Well, we said, "God, this is your baby. You take it." So, and there were two other verses that really sort of turned the tide in our lives, and those were in Hebrews 11. We heard a teaching while we were on vacation in Palm Springs. We had invited Sharon Petty to join us, and we heard some teachings that week while we were there. But it says in Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And the teacher that we had listened to changed the word "hoped for" to "expected." And and you know, like when with the hope of Christ's return, you know, we aren't just wishing, you know, we just don't have some wish out there that Christ will return. But we expect it to happen. We expect him to return, and we expected our home to sell. Another verse that I clung on to as well was in Romans 4:17. Well, this is talking about Abraham, but it says, well, in verse 16, it says, therefore it is by faith that it might be by grace to the end, that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. God made that promise to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Before him, this is talking about God, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Our house was not for sale. It was sold. From 1 until 5. And when 5 o'clock rolled around, actually it was about 4:30, I'd go out and I'd collect the signs, and by 5 o'clock we'd have everything all wrapped up. Well, that day I went out, I collected all the signs, but I'd forgotten to take the one down right in front of our house. Now our house is away from the street a ways, and it's amazing that anyone would even see this sign from the street. But at about 5:30, our doorbell rang, and there was a young couple there standing at the doorway, and they said, "I see you have an open house sign. Are you still having your open house?" And we said, "Well, not really, but you're welcome to come on in and take a look around." Well, they, needless to say, they fell in love with our home. You know, through this whole time, you know, it doesn't take a dozen people that want to sell it, buy our house. It takes one, and that's all it took. That's all we wanted. That's all we prayed for, was that God would bring that one special couple or person or whoever wanted to buy our house. Well, a couple of days later, we got an offer from this couple. It was significantly lower than we wanted or we could accept. So for about a week, we went back and forth and, you know, offer and counteroffer. And at the end of the week, we still hadn't come to a common ground there, and it looked like it wasn't going to work. So I sent this email to this couple, and I said, "Thanks for calling us back last night about our response to your last offer. Although it may look like the door is closed on this deal, I still believe that situations could change, that you could get the money you need to buy down your rate from another source. And thanks again for your interest in our home, and keep touch if your situation changes." I'd shared with them particularly about the miracle of how we bought the house originally. It looked totally like it wasn't going to work when we were going to buy our house. But God worked it out. And I had shared that with this couple. And 2 days later, they called and said, "We'd like to make you the offer that you're asking for." I had said as a goal, I said, "I expect this home to be sold by the end of October." October 28th, we signed the purchase agreement. God is great. And his promise is true. And as long as we stayed faithful to our commitment, God pulled it through. That house was not for sale. It was sold.